Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crowe, your host. You're listening to Fountain of Life Healing School, and today we have a really special guest speaker. I'm going to see if I can get her mic open here real quick, so hold on, just sit tight here. Dr. Dale?
Yes, good morning, Donna.
You can hear me. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to just sit there for a second, and I'm going to introduce you officially, and then we're going to get started. Okay, so our guest today is Dr. Teresa Dale. She lives in California, and she is a special, special lady. She's she challenges you to be more. This girl has got it going on. She's a certified clinical nutritionist. She's a traditional naturopathic practitioner, a bioenergetic medical consultant. She's dean and founder of the California College of Natural Medicine and president of the Wellness Center. She is a well-known speaker in the U.S. as well as Germany and England. She's a homeopath and a state-approved instructor, healer, traditional naturopath. She's... She's well-educated. She's a medical consultant. She's an inventor. And she's a frequent guest on radio shows and has been such for over two decades. She's been on The Lisa Show, the NBC News, Vogue Extra, and Homeopathy Today. She's been on television, again, with Lisa Gibbons, and Carolyn Marilyn. She's been on Hard Copy and eXtra, Alive and Wellness. And in addition, she is a host of her own cable television talk show, Health Network. She specializes in homeopathy, and so we're going to be talking about that today, specifically as it relates to hormones. Let me see what else I want to tell you about her. She has invented or created, formulated, I guess, her own homeopathics for hormones, for helping your body produce its own healthy levels of hormones. Extremely effective, extremely successful, and I've used them personally myself, and there's just nothing better, in my opinion. She's just done so much. She also works with people in the area of their emotions and how your emotions affect your health. And so I'm just going to introduce her, let her get going here, and she's going to give you an amazing amount of information. I would recommend that you have pen and paper ready. Take notes because you're gonna get a lot of good information here. So, Dr. Dale, welcome.
Thank you for such a generous bio. That was just, thank you so very much for that.
Well, and it's just the facts.
I've done a lot, and just to try to help humanity and help myself and help other people to realize how great they are. And they are really awesome, and they really have total health at their fingertips, if only they can imagine that and make different choices.
Absolutely, and I really value what you are doing to help people deal with the emotional aspect of healing, because it's, as we know, it's a big, big player. You know, one of my favorite statements is the title of that book, which is "Feelings Buried Alive Never Die." You know,
right?
And it's a good title of a book, but it's a good statement, you know. And so I appreciate what you're doing in that area. So probably our listeners would like to also know that you have healed yourself of numerous things. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I think just to start that what really propelled my passion for the field of traditional naturopathy and homeopathy and emotional work was that when I was 22, I was diagnosed with uterine tumor, and I don't know if it was cancerous or not, because it didn't feel good to have them do a biopsy. So I, at 22, even though I didn't know anything or I knew a lot less than 22-year-olds today, I can tell you that. I just went with my gut, and I just told them no, that this didn't feel right. And so I healed it using food, natural food, and off of junk food and getting rid of bad habits that I had with food and working with my belief systems. And so after 6 months, when they said that they took another x-ray and all the things that they did to determine that and to see that it was growing, after 6 months they said it was gone. And then in another 6 months it was still gone. I figured, God, you know, I can do something right. and I thought
really,
to myself, you know, I'm gonna study this. It's really good. I'm gonna learn what I just did. What did I do?
Absolutely.
You know, it was
so powerful.
It was so powerful and so easy because I didn't buy into the fear. It was fearful.
I just want to interrupt you for a second because I want to say, you know, most people have no idea that you could do something as simple as use food and just change lifestyle and see something so remarkable happen. We really have a concept as Americans that you have to have these power drugs, you know, power drugs, they're the answer. But for you, it was like a very simple thing that you did, and yet it was powerful.
It worked. It worked really, really
worked.
Well, and it never came back. And so, and that's exactly what I did. Okay, that's all I knew to do was to go to one of the health food stores. There was almost, I think it was the only health food store in New York City where I was living. And I was only 22. I knew nothing. So this was, I went in there and picked up a book by Pavo Arola on how to get well. It's called How to Get Well. And I opened it up to tumors, and I didn't know what kind of tumor it was because I didn't want them to touch me just because it didn't feel right. And so I did the most rigorous one, and I figured I'll just do the whole enchilada here. And
smart.
You know, and so I just didn't believe that it wouldn't work. I just believed it would work because it was the thing that would work rather than doing surgery, you know. I just never had a doubt that it would not, you know, I mean, never had a doubt. It was just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, I think it was, a lot of it was my innocence. A lot of it was my excitement in finding out about a health food store and something new, and, oh, I can change my diet, and, oh, this doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so the point is that we are, I didn't listen to the doctor about anything negative. He just told me what we needed to do. I said, no, it doesn't feel right. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, I'll figure it out. And I left. I grew up with my mother having 9 surgeries, and I knew I wasn't going to go in that direction.
Right.
That was just not even an option. So it just propelled me to find something easy that would work, you know, and it was. And I felt better in every way. So I think that people are today, they are going to the Mayo Clinic, going to this one place, going to that. Oh, I'm going to this special place and that special place. And those places may not be so special. Those places may offer you death.
But they have the appearance of being the best.
They have, right, all the trappings.
Yeah.
All the marketing and the trappings, when it could be something very, very simple that you could do and change in your life. Now, the thing that really helped me the most in my life was getting the mercury removed from my mouth. I didn't do that to many, many years later. So I had a lot, every tooth in my mouth practically was filled with mercury filling, and I didn't even know anything about that at that time. It wasn't until I studied in Europe that I found out that that could be such a detrimental thing and actually cause cancer. You know, so when I took those things out of my mouth, which was after my first class in Europe when they said this will cause cancer, I went and had those things out. I never had really depression after that day. that was when my life really, really changed, even more so. You know,
wonderful.
And then I was studying in Europe, and I was studying in Germany when Chernobyl blew up, and I was radiation was everywhere because it was raining, and I got very, very sick. So I figured, okay, it's a challenge. I'll learn how to fix radiation in my body, and I did. Whereas a lot of people got really sick, and I mean, I was really sick, but I fixed it. A lot of people didn't fix it.
Right.
You know, it developed into something serious. So I learned how to fix nuclear radiation in your body, and that's why I've created the radiation remedy that I offer. So I don't really create disease anymore, and I don't feel like I have to do that in order to learn anything. You know, I think I was in
yes.
I think I was in that mode for a while. It's like you know, okay, I'm ready to fix it. What's wrong with me? Now I don't have that same feeling. I have the feeling that everything is right with me and that I am only going to get healthier and healthier. So I don't...
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes, I do. That's where I'm at. I agree.
So, I mean, once in a while, like, I pull my muscles from exercising too much or I do things like that from overdoing, you know, even overdoing drinking too many green drinks. You know, I mean, I've done all kinds of things, trying to do too much. But those are little things that you can handle.
Exactly. It's not quite the same thing as radiation poisoning or a tumor or something,
Right. You know, and when I was living in Austin, Texas, and practicing there, I was swimming in lakes. I didn't know that much. I mean, I knew a lot. I was studying in Germany, but I didn't know that much about certain types of parasites. And so from swimming in a lake, I got Tinea albicans, which is a parasitic fungus that turns, makes little white spots on your body. And then in the sun, it raises and it kind of peels off. And a lot of people have that. They don't know what it is. Well, it's Tinea albicans, and you get it from swimming in toxic waters. And my teacher in Germany said, oh, you're going to have that for the rest of your life. I said, no, I won't. I don't care if you're a homeopathic specialist. I'm telling you, I'm not having this for the rest of my life. I'll see you. I'll come back in 6 months. You know, so I learned how to fix it. I used different, you know, remedies, a home accord, homeopathic remedy of different, the same remedy with different potencies and of Tinea albicans, and I fixed it. And I went back and showed them. I don't have any spots on my body. You know, and so the whole thing is that you can't let anybody tell you what you can't do, because that's disempowering you. So to stay empowered, you know that you can do whatever you can learn, you can do. However positive you can be, you can use that to heal your body, because your immune system responds 100% to positivity and also 100% to negativity.
Well, I completely agree, and I have a very similar internal reality that I just don't think there's anything that you can't fix. You know, there's an answer out there, and it pays to pay attention to those inner leadings. I see people get in trouble because, unlike you, who listened to that inner leading and said, no, I won't have surgery, people have that inner leading, and then they go with the doctors because the doctor scared them, and then they do what the doctors say to do, and then they have to regroup and try and recover from that. And so it pays to pay attention to that inner leading, and I think that's a key factor in what's gone on with you. And being so young and healing yourself of a uterine tumor, that has given you confidence throughout your life to know that you can go after the answer and find it and help yourself. And that's one of the things we try to do here at Fountain of Life, is empower people to know that they can get the answer. The answer's out there for them. God wants them to have the answer. He's trying to get it to them. Go after it. Expect to find the answer, and you will, you know.
And, you know, the thing that I was, as I looked, I never really realized when I was doing that with the tumor, that it would have such a positive influence in my life.
Your entire life, yes.
Right. And I must tell you that I did it without any support. I couldn't tell my parents because they would want me to have surgery. Yeah. And I had no support. I had no one that supported me at all in my life.
You're a very brave young woman, because that's a young age to be standing on your own. That's wonderful.
And so when you think about all the people that have that same opportunity, and the only thing that's stopping them is that they're listening to negativity.
You bet. And fear.
That's it.
Being guided by fear.
That's,
you know,
it. And that is the wrong energy. That is the negative.
That is not
spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is the positive energy that wants to help you if you turn your mind into a positive wellness machine.
And if you're having trouble doing that, find someone who's not afraid to help you get out of fear mode, because fear will just draw to you the thing that you're afraid of, you know. The people that are afraid of snakes, you know, they'll see more snakes in a year than I see in a lifetime, because I'm not afraid of them, so I don't attract them, you know.
Right.
So really, fear is part of the illness. Get past that, and it'll help you get the answers that you need. But, you know, you mentioned the tinea albicans, and that you used homeopathy to treat that. You know, just before we get started on the homeopathy thing, I want to say that when I first learned about homeopathics, in ignorance, I thought, oh, you know, sugar pill, you know, placebo, there's nothing in them, because, you know, I read the stuff about them that said that that's what it was, you know. And then I had a situation go on where I have, like, extreme responses to poison oak. I mean, like, you know, really covering massive parts of your skin and blisters and pain and, you know, just ridiculous response. And I was in the health food store looking for something natural to help myself with that. And a young woman gave me some homeopathics for poison oak, and I was, like, desperate, so I'm going, I'll try it, you know. And it immediately began to turn it around, immediately began to dry it up. And so it was a revelation to me, because for me, poison oak was a very extreme challenge for me. You know, some people don't, you know, they could rub it on their skin and have no response. But for me, a small amount causes a severe response in the past. So doing the homeopathics and seeing severe manifestation of poison oak just immediately began to get quiet, stop itching, dry up, and be gone really quickly. I said to myself, perhaps there's something here, you know. And so for those people that are listening and think homeopathy, you know, there's nothing in the bottle except liquid, you know, it's not true, you know. And so can you address that a bit, explain to people how powerful homeopathy is?
Well, I mean, that's what I, you know, really focused on in Europe for all the time that I studied there, was learning how to cure serious disease using homeopathy, because it doesn't suppress the disease like drugs do. When you take a drug, it suppresses the disease, and then the disease doesn't go away, it comes back. So homeopathy is one of the few things that does not suppress a disease energy pattern. It helps to work it out of the body, from the inside, deep on the inside, out on a cellular level, out of the body, causing it to detox. And so you can treat with homeopathic medicine, you can treat any kind of cancer, you can treat any kind of rheumatism, arthritis, hepatitis C, herpes, any disease you could think of can be treated with homeopathic medicine. And the FDA has grandfathered in homeopathic medicine. However, not all of these phenomenal remedies that do these things are available to the general public, because the big pharma is really in charge and pays for a lot of the, you know, they control everything. And so you're not going to find a cancer remedy for made out of homeopathy in any store. And most health providers won't even have it unless they're a medical doctor and they're really knowledgeable about homeopathy. And if you're knowledgeable about homeopathy and if you're working with it, you don't want to work with drugs. And if you don't want to work with drugs, you could lose your license. You could get in trouble. So, I mean, we're talking about a whole thing here. You can cure anything. You can cure anything from, as I said, cancer, but also I've seen grand mal seizures, Parkinson's. I've seen all of it because I studied in Europe, and that's what we do. That's what you do in Europe. Okay, you don't have that option here in the United States unless you go underground. You find people who know this and know how to use it. And I'm telling you, there's no side effects. If a baby drank the whole bottle of a homeopathic remedy, maybe they'll burp from drinking a one-ounce bottle, okay?
Right.
But nothing negative will happen. We've had that with so many of our doctors that use my remedies that I make. Sometimes they'll say, this child got a hold of the remedy, or my child got a hold of the remedy, ate all the little pills and they all flew. Should I take them to the emergency room? I said, no. Give them water. Call me in 15 minutes. And that was only so that they wouldn't take them to the hospital.
Exactly.
And they'd say, nothing's happening. I said, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen, The good thing about homeopathy is if you don't need a remedy, it won't work. It just won't work. If you do need a remedy, it will work. So a lot of times when a person has been given a homeopathic remedy, it wasn't the right remedy, and the patient didn't feel better from it and felt like it didn't work because it was the wrong remedy. You have to get the right remedy. You have to test the patient on the remedy that they need. And you have to find the cause of the disease, test the patient on the remedy that they need, and administer it according to the testing. If you're going to deal with things like hepatitis and serious things, or even Lyme disease, there's so many things that can be helped. And, I like combination formulas very much because they are a broad spectrum to healing disease. In other words, they have a broad spectrum effect. So you don't have to get exactly the right remedy. There might be a few remedies that could work synergistically together. So that's why I make combination homeopathic remedies, because it's a broad-spectrum approach. The body picks out what it needs, it uses it, it works, and if there's something that the body doesn't need, it doesn't work, non-toxic, no side effects. And that's, I think, what's so empowering to people is that they can heal themselves without damaging themselves.
Absolutely. And so when it comes to hormones, homeopathics for hormones, I was quite impressed with your information that talks about even if, say a woman's had a complete hysterectomy, no uterus and no ovaries, that in spite of that, with homeopathics, you could get the hormone levels up to healthy levels. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, when I first, Donna, when I first started, making remedies in 1991, and it took me a long time after the neuroemotional remedies make the rest of the, to start making more. I wasn't sure what I wanted to start with. And then after seeing so many patients with, for practicing for such a long time and seeing mastectomies and people having elective mastectomies because their doctor said that their mother or had cancer and that they were going to get it and had no sign of it in any of the testing. They elected out of absolute raw fear to have mastectomies. I said enough. And I created really amazing formulas that work, and I thought to myself, I have to prove that they work. How am I going to know that this is going to work and not hurt people when this has never been done before like this?
Right.
So then I created a saliva test panel that test the five elements of Chinese medicine. So we could not only test the hormones, but we could test the meridians and see how the formulas were affecting that, and we could see the whole body and what was going on through the saliva, which is more accurate for hormones than blood. And
absolutely.
So after testing 20,000 people before and after, 20,000 before and after tests, I can tell you that these are absolutely accurate. We have 95% success in working with people. And the other 5% is people who drink caffeine, which makes it not work. It's the only thing that makes it not work is caffeine. And you could take it with any meds you're on. You know, not that I want you to take meds, but you don't have to worry about interfering with any medications. You don't need your hormones. You can take this instead. You don't even have to wean yourself off your hormones. They're toxic. They cause cancer, even bioidentical hormones. We've had patients who have written on their case history that they have cancer from bioidentical hormones. Yet women are marketed to, and men as well. It's
absolutely
a marketing scam, and they want to make women, because they hold the purse strings in the United States, they want to make women, they target them. So women become victims until they're educated. So we need to get out of that place of being a victim, learn about your body, and that even if you've had a complete hysterectomy, you don't need hormones. Your adrenal glands will make all the hormones you need. Why doesn't your doctor tell you that after you've had a hysterectomy? To sell hormones. Because
and
the
so
doctors
what,
know
what
that.
What are the dangers? What are bioidentical hormones, first of all?
Well, the bioidentical hormones are hormones that they've decided that in a test tube are exactly like the hormones that you make, and that they are originally taken from the beginning when they are before they're compounded from a natural substance like a wild jam or soy or whatever they're making it from, but then the compounding process makes it a synthetic. It's no longer natural. It's then synthesized, which makes it just like taking your pharmaceuticals, we see the same side effects in saliva tests when a person is on bioidenticals or on your Premarin or your prescription synthetic, really synthetic drugs. It's the same thing.
What side effects are those?
Cancer. Elevated estrogens, very high estrogens. If it was bioidentical to your body wouldn't go out of balance from it. And that was the first clue. Say, okay, they're on bioidentical progesterone. Why is their progesterone level 25,000 when it shouldn't be over 200? If it's bioidentical, why doesn't the body recognize that it's bioidentical? This is media hype that celebrities started to make money to feed their hormone clinics that they have. And the whole thing is that women are getting smart to this. They're getting clued into this. They're becoming empowered about this. But it's really the doctors, I'll tell you the truth, it's like consumers are more keyed into this fact than
it's
doctors
true.
Are, even
it's
holistic
true.
Doctors, even whole people who claim they're holistic, okay? Lay people rock. They've got it. They search. They
I
look.
Agree.
They search and look more than doctors do, you know?
Absolutely.
And so when you find, you know, a health provider that really gets it, you get well. When you don't, and you're on bioidentical hormones, and you do blood tests, it's not going to show the truth, because blood tests do not test the free unbound proteins, whereas saliva tests does. It means that the hormones are more available to test, the test is more sensitive, and it tests the free unbound hormones. So that's what you want to use, is a saliva test. okay? And you want to, you'll see if you do that, that the by using bioidentical hormones, that your estrogens could be so elevated that it puts you at risks of cancer. Now, there is nothing bioidentical about that. Nothing. Zero. Zippo. And that is the fact. And yet, yet people are doing it and thinking it's better because their doctors are saying, oh, this is better. It's not better. If it was better, the body wouldn't store it up and it wouldn't exacerbate and make you estrogen dominant or make your progesterone or testosterone out the roof or cause cancer. So we have to understand that the only thing that's safe to use on hormones is homeopathy. And I knew that 30 years ago because that's what we learned in school. In naturopathy and homeopathy, we learned that there are no safe hormones. Nothing is safe unless it's a homeopathic medicine used for hormones because
and
that...
And what's the difference? How are homeopathics safe? How do they function in your
body?
Well,
that's what I was going to say. It's the only thing that can re-educate your body to make its own hormones. It actually, when you take it, it makes the adrenal glands remember, oh, I'm supposed to make estrogen. It reconnects the HPA axis, which is the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. It reconnects that. It heals that axis so that we have a communication again. And that communication will be broken when you take any hormones. Okay? It will be broken as well when you take medications of any kind. That affects your entire endocrine system.
So basically, when you use like bioidentical, it interrupts that communication,
cycle. Yeah,
and so then everything just starts limping along and misfiring. So when you do the homeopathics, it restores that communication, and your body is able to produce its own hormones.
It also, the bioidenticals completely shut down or disorganize the circadian rhythm of the body. The body knows that at certain times of the day or night, it's supposed to make hormones. And by taking hormones, you disrupt the chronobiology of your body, which is the circadian rhythm of your body. That's what you're doing. And therefore, the adrenal glands get confused, start to shut down because you're putting hormones in the body. They start aging. Your body starts aging. And ladies, that's the opposite of what you want to create. What you want to create is youthing your body, using the homeopathic EndoPure or NuFem that I have created. I have 9 different homeopathic hormone rejuvenation products. And some are more specific to people who have hormonal problems and fibroids and cysts, and others are just for people who have hormonal issues. And then we have transdermal creams, and then we have oral. Some people like oral better than they do creams. And I have doctors that use both. And there are no side effects ever. If you know, and you can start them and stop them, which is so great. You don't need to just keep taking them from the rest of your life. You know, who wants to do that?
That
That's
was
a long
my experience.
Time.
That was my experience. I was all out of whack because I had done bioidentical progesterone, some things like that, and in the short run, I noticed benefit from it. In the long run, I could tell it was not doing well. And then I heard about your products, and I began on those. And it's just a really lovely experience. I don't know how to explain it except that you immediately, your body goes into feeling youthful. You feel youthful, you know, just the way you move, the way your joints act, everything just feels more youthful. And I did them for... a year and a half, something like that, and then I felt like I didn't need it, you know. And now I use them occasionally, you know. And for me, it was really miraculous, I felt.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. That really makes my heart feel so good, knowing that people are benefiting you know, from such a simple thing that I've done, right?
So simple and so profound and so right, you know. It's like, it's going to sound funny, but, you know, I believe we have a right to freedom, and we have a right to be happy and healthy. And these homeopathics that help your body create healthy levels of hormones, they increase your freedom, you know. They increase your freedom as a human being and your sense of well-being. And so to me, I think it's just a profound, profound thing that you've done. And I'm extremely thankful for it. And I have clients that are using your products, and, you know, they're all extremely happy with it also, because it makes you feel like you again. You don't feel like you're medicating. Your body is just doing what it's supposed to do, what it was designed to do, and it's really a lovely thing.
And, you know, the whole thing is there's no side effects. And myself,
yes.
I'm 65, and I use them probably at the most twice a week. So you don't have to use them every day, even, depending upon your age. I've never had a hysterectomy or anybody touch me, I mean, except a dentist. That's the chiropractic and dentist when I teeth cleaning, silver fillings
right.
out, you know, doing those things. You know, the point is that I to keep my hormones balanced where I feel great, I find that twice a week. And I have a very stressful job, I mean, because I actually manage people. Like, I have a staff, and I manage people, and I have
yeah.
a company, and I own a school. So I have a lot of things to do. And twice a week, twice a week keeps it great, you know? It's like, and not more than that. And sometimes if I go on where I have a few days off, I don't even take them. I don't take hardly anything. I believe that if you're healthy of mind and positive of mind, and if you do the right things most of the time, you don't need to keep taking a lot of things for a long time. Get yourself really well. Take what you need to get really well. And then you can taper off, you know, and not need to do it all the time. But you need, sometimes people need a person to help them, guide, a person, a health provider to
Absolutely.
Help them through that, to
someone
that place.
Someone who's
yeah.
skilled and has experience, someone who's gifted. You know, I'd like people also to know, you know, you've mentioned that you have topical and oral. What I'd like them to know also is that you have these individually. You have a topical and an oral for estrogen. You have both of those for testosterone for men as well as testosterone for women. And then you have the oral and the topical for progesterone. And you have complete instructions about how to take them, what time of the month to take them, so that you can balance all of those, because they all work in harmony together, right?
Right. And, you know, whether you have a saliva test to see where your hormones are now, which is always a good idea if you've been on hormones, because I think if I was on hormones, I would want to know what it's doing to my body. And then from that place, you can get the right remedies for you. Or if you are in a place like you've never taken hormones, maybe you don't need a saliva test. It just depends on the person. But you could do all three of them. You could do all three of them 5 days on and 2 days off if you're in menopause. If you have a cycle, then, you know, if you're still getting your period, then the directions are also on the label for that. So to return your cycle to normal, to make your cycle more normal than it's ever been. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways to use them, and none of the different ways you can use it will ever create toxicity. You do not ever need to worry about that. They work on the adrenal cortisol levels, helping your adrenal glands to make its own correct amount of cortisol again. It also helps your adrenal glands to make DHEA. So you never take hormones like DHEA. there's the ingredient for that, the remedy that you need for that is built right into the new femme. It has hypothalamus, it has pituitary, it has all the necessary things to reconnect the communication that turns on the endocrine system so that your body starts and your adrenal glands start making its own hormones. Or if you're still cycling, that your ovaries and everything starts doing what it's supposed to do.
You have other products besides the homeopathics for estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. You also have a homeopathic specifically for the thyroid, right? And specifically for the adrenal. What else do you have?
Well, I have one specifically for the thyroid that's only available through health providers. It's called Thyroid T3 Rescue. We have a lot of health providers use that, and my clients as well, to help them if they choose to get off of their thyroid meds or try to lower the dosages a little bit, or if they have a thyroid problem where it's subclinical and they've just found out about it and they want to use that, it's very helpful. Again, these things are FDA registered, but that one is not OTC. It is to health providers. Whether they're any kind of health provider can use that one. You don't need a prescription. And,
let's just stop and do a commercial here.
Okay.
If you don't have a health provider that knows about homeopathy, you can contact me. That would be Donna Crowe. You can go to my website, donnacrowe.com. That's the easiest way. If they want to do a saliva test, how would they contact you?
They would contact us by going to naturalhealingpro.com, and they would go to where it says saliva test, and they would read about it, and they could order it there. We would ship it to you, and then you do it in the privacy of your own home. You read the instructions, which I feel are very clear, but if you have any questions, you can always call the number on that website, naturalhealingpros.com.
Okay. Can you give us a phone number? Because I know there are people who actually listen to this over their phone who don't even have a computer. So
of course.
For someone who doesn't have a computer, could they call?
800-219-1261.
Okay. You want to repeat that?
Sure. 800-219-1261.
Okay, so they can call that number and they could get all the information that they would need for a saliva test or a consultation. Can people call and have a consultation with you?
Well, they can if they're a member of my website, if they're a member of my Wellness Optimization Club, and that is so that they are no longer in the public. They are then a member of a private club, and because of that, then I can work with them.
That makes it legal to work with them.
Well, yes, it makes it so that, when you're dealing with people on the phone and you're dealing with people you don't know and they're having all kinds of health issues, unfortunately in the United States there are certain legal things that are in play we have to all protect ourselves. Now, if I were in Germany or Switzerland or anywhere in Europe or anywhere in other countries, that would not be an issue whatsoever.
Exactly. Because this is mainstream medicine there. So can you say once again the name of your website real slow?
NaturalHealingPro.com.
Okay. All right. So if people want a saliva test, how much does a saliva test cost?
Ooh, I will tell you.
Hold on.
All the pricing on stuff is. Hold on, it's right here.
Do you have the pricing on the website?
Yeah, the pricing is on the website.
All right.
And I'm going there now, so I can get it for you. It'll take me just a second. It is It is $360. Now, if you're a member and you order it, you save 10% on it.
Okay.
So all of my members save 10%, and they save 10% on a consultation with me and on all of their products. And the membership is only $18 a month. This is truly for the reason I'm telling you. It's you're getting more than, you know, what we're making on your membership.
Absolutely. And so I want people also to know that, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you do the saliva test, it's not just like you get it in the mail, you put it in your mouth, and you're done. Isn't this over like a 24-hour period of time?
Right. It's you get these little tubes, and you're spitting at least five times over a 24-hour period of time, because I want to test your circadian rhythm, your chronobiology, and I want to test all of the meridians in the five element theory of Chinese medicine. And that's what that does. It allows me to know the health of your meridians, your emotions, your organs, your glands, your hormones, your immune system, food intolerances, gluten intolerance, candida. We get to know all of that. So it
helps you know what the body's doing at what time of the day, as opposed to what it's supposed to be doing at that time of the day or night, right?
Right. And so as we test each individual meridian, you know, from each specimen that you give in, and you send in with your kit, I get an opportunity to, we write a custom program for you that describes which ones are out of balance, which ones are in balance, and what to do about it, and includes a diet. So, I think it's a really, really good thing for people to do.
And it's non-stressful. You know, you do it in the privacy of your own home. You don't. There's no needles, no blood involved. You know, for people who don't like going to the doctor and going through all that stress of blood testing and things like this, a 24-hour saliva test is really non-stressful.
It is. It's very non-stressful. And so you just have to make spit. And if you have a problem making spit, no, a lot of people say, I can't make spit. I'm 85 years old. I don't have a lot of spit, right? And I say, well, you can think of lemons. You can,
yep.
You know, we give you different suggestions to do to start salivating. But we have solutions to all of those things.
Let's say a person, you know, in the testing that you've done, you said you had 20,000 people that you tested, and this caused their hormones to what? To come up to, I mean, do you have that you're looking for? I mean,
we can increase progesterone to where it should be, or we can detoxify it to where it should be. We can increase testosterone to the perfect level and not go above that. Or if a person is estrogen dominant, we can detox it to what it's supposed to be. So the homeopathic remedies work both ways. They bring it to normal, whether it's high or low, which is the beauty of homeopathy. It can't overdo it. It cannot cause any imbalances. And that is what I needed to see after doing testing for so long with, you know, we've done well over 20,000 people. I stopped counting, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Because
it
was redundant.
So a person who has no uterus, no ovaries, their adrenals still allow, with homeopathy, their adrenals still produce enough hormones that with testing, you're seeing normal, healthy levels of hormones, and the response in people's bodies, you know,
they feel better and all their symptoms go away. And even with people who are type A personalities with complete hysterectomy. Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And that is the most a phenomenal thing that when I first invented them, that I did not know if it was going to work that way. I didn't know what it was going to do. I said, I better just take this, do some testing. And then I got so carried away when, you know, like the first 500 people, everything was good. I said, holy cow, this is really working good, you know.
That's
exciting. That's exactly what went through in my mind. I was just very neutral and doing it because I had a gut feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted the truth. I wanted to know the truth either way so that I could inform people. And we have really excellent success. So I can easily say that.
I love that. One of the things that I know that is really common with women in the menopause stage is excess bleeding. I mean, like, you know, they feel like they're hemorrhaging. Can that be addressed with homeopathics?
Yes, and I've worked with so many medical doctors on this thing, this one thing, where they would call me and say, look, I've got somebody who's been vaginally hemorrhaging for, you know, like 3 weeks or 2 months, they don't want to do a DNC, or we did a DNC and it didn't work. You know, what have you got? And I said, okay, their body's too yin. We've got to work with the new fem formulas. And she gave them the specific new fem formulas that I recommended, and it worked. Oftentimes it works overnight. Sometimes it takes a week, okay? I've had people who were bleeding for months, and I found that the new fem worked, but then it came back, and then I found that they had a mercury filling that was on a tooth that was related to their ovaries.
Right, and going down that meridian.
Or their thyroid. And I said, okay, use the new fem, take the filling out and use the new fem. They did that, permanently fixed. Don't need new fem anymore, but it did work, even though the mercury filling was the cause.
All right. So let's say someone's listening and they already have a naturopath that they prefer to go to, and say their naturopath would like to know more about this and sort of learn. Can you like co-consult with other people to help them learn how to treat their client?
Right. So if you have any, if you know of any health providers who want to learn a lot more about treating patients using homeopathy and totally natural therapies, including organic herbs and foods, nutritional supplements that are not from China, no toxicity, very clean, everything is very clean, then you can have them send us an email and at drdale@wellnesscenter.net, and then we can forward that to our account executives. Yeah, we can do that. We can help them get them a product catalog and help them to get on board, because there's no reason not to get good success. There's every reason to help people. It just depends on what supplements are you using, what does it contain, have you gotten the dental issues handled with the patient? Usually the answer to that question is no. You know, and usually people... doctors are very reticent about speaking with their patients about their dental situation, and when that could be the whole reason why they have cancer, why they have the disease. So I always go for looking at the cause. So if anybody's listening would like to connect with me, you can do that on the website. You can become a member and get an appointment, or you can get your doctor to give us a call and to become one of our registered providers, as Donna Crow is.
So your email, drdale@wellnesscenter.net, is that Dr. Dale or
yeah,
spelled
it's
out?
Yeah, it's just Dr. Dale.
which is D-A-L-E.
Yeah, at wellnesscenter.net.
Wellnesscenter.net, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, so it could also be, there's another one that goes to the same place. It's Dr. Teresa Dale, Theresadale, at wellnesscenter.net.
So either way,
it'll get to the same place where we can get that person some assistance.
Well, we have 4 minutes left. So is there something you really want to share?
Well, in the 4 minutes time, I just want to share with people that I believe that health providers can heal themselves. I believe that there is a cure for every illness. I do not believe that there is an incurable disease. I believe that the only incurable disease is if you let negativity persist, then you will bring all those things to you. And that is the worst disease I know of, is for a person who is chronically negative, because they are never going to have the experience of joy and bliss in their life. And that really, really is terrible. I mean, that a person can go without that in their life. And also, find a passion, something you really love to do in your life, whether it's helping others, working with your children, having babies, being a teacher, whatever it is that you love to do in your life, being an engineer, whatever it is, whatever you have a passion for, do it. Don't worry about the money. The money will come when you do your passion. There will be a way. There will be something that opens up for you. So follow the passion and make your dream big enough. A lot of people don't get what they want because their dream is too small. They're afraid to dream what they really want. They're afraid to have that big dream that they really, really want. And I say, make the dream big enough, and then you will have an opportunity to experience that.
I agree on all of that. And in fact, we're going to have some classes here in the future that are going to talk about some of this. So stay tuned for that. Be looking for those broadcasts. And and also know that Dr. Dale has a whole nother thing that she does on emotional healing. She has remedies for homeopathic remedies, correct, for healing the endocrine system related to emotions, correct?
Yes, they're called neuroemotional remedies, and there's 13 of them, and they're meridian remedies and organ remedies and emotional remedies. So they work on releasing the emotions that are stuck in the liver or the gallbladder or the kidneys or any of the other organs. And there's one for the endocrine system as well, whether you're a man or woman. So those are really very effective, the neuroemotional remedies. You can check those out on the website. So I want to thank you so much, Donna, for having me on today.
It's my absolute pleasure, and I so appreciate your willingness to come and share your knowledge. And I love how God has led you in your life, and so enjoy your thought processes and the way your heart works. And I agree with you. I don't think there's anything that's not fixable. I believe the answer is out there. And again, if you seek the answer expecting that you'll find it, get past the fear, ask someone to help you get past fear so that you can find the answers, because they are out there, and they're generally easy. Don't be amazed. You know, Dr. Dale got rid of a uterine tumor with very simple methods, very simple natural healing with foods. It
and it was my mind,
difficult.
Too. It was
yeah,
my mind,
exactly.
Too. But you
so,
know that,
so know that it's attainable.
And this, you're right, the spiritual energy guides you if you let go of the negativity so that it can happen, you know?
Absolutely.
If you let go of the negativity in your mind and you focus every day and just tell yourself you're well and open up to this probability, then you will have the answers. They will come to you.
That's right. And if you feel like you're just absolutely awash in negativity, find a mentor, find a book, find a teacher that can help you get past that. And we just have seconds left. Thank you so much, Dr. Dale. Thank
you
to everybody who's listening. God bless you all, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, Donna. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.